It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Me. It'd be me today. Thank you. 59 degrees right now in Atlantic. We have, if you enjoyed yesterday, and quite frankly the day before, you're probably going to enjoy today too.
Yeah.
Looks really nice.
Yeah, pretty similar. I'm getting a little bit warmer each day, but not bad.
Yeah, but not. You know, I'll take a little warmer, a couple of degrees warmer temperature-wise, as long as the humidity level stays as low as it's been the last few days.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all outside. It's much more comfortable than when that humidity creeps up around 70, 75. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least you get the cool breeze every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's not so stifling outside. Yeah, it's been very nice the last few days. Hope you get a chance to enjoy it. Brett's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit how you can enjoy the inside at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Hey, Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating have been together for 72 years, and we continue to know that there isn't any other brand of heating and cooling equipment on the market today that will match the quality and dependability that Lennox produces. We also know that Lennox, just as well as Camblin Plumbing and Heating, uses good common sense approach to warranties. Your comfort and trust is very important to both Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox, and we want you to know that we're not in the game just for the sale. We're in the game for customer service and the long haul. Give us a call next time you have a heating or cooling problem, and we will respond quickly at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. I suppose the air conditioning units like this kind of weather a little bit better too, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of slowed down a little bit, so which is kind of nice. We've got a little breather here. So.
Don't they have to work a little harder when it's humid outside too?
They sure do, yeah.
Yeah, a little tough on those things. So, yeah, very good. All right. Well, if you're going to be outside, we talked about the nice weather during the daytime hours, actually during the evening hours too, in the morning. It's 59 degrees. It's very, very nice outside right now. If you're going to spend a little bit of time outside, well, you might as well make it productive time, right? Look up. It's that time of the year, the Perseid meteor shower. And in fact, today, well, not so much today because, you know, the whole sunlight thing and whatever, it's not going to help you much. But tonight, overnight, August 12th and the 13th, into tomorrow or the early morning hours is going to be the best time to actually enjoy that. In fact, it's the folks who watch that kind of stuff tell us that this is kind of a rare opportunity for us to be able to enjoy because it comes so close you're going to have a moonless backdrop because it's the peak time right now is coming right before a full moon. So it means you're going to have a moonless night, which means you're not going to have any of that reflected sunshine from the moon brightening up the sky. So if you've ever wanted to go out and watch the Perseid meteor shower, they're saying this is going to be one of the best times actually to do it because you'll be able to see so much of what's going on. It happens every year between July 17th and August 24th. The Perseid meteor shower puts on one of the brightest events to light up the sky. And at its peak, which again is predicted to be tonight into tomorrow, sky watchers here in the Northern Hemisphere, they can expect to see up to about 100 shooting stars per hour. And that's provided you find some dark, clear skies for viewing. And as we mentioned earlier, we're kind of fortunate in the way that the moon cycle is that it's going to work out pretty well here. But also for folks who live in larger communities, you've kind of got to get out of town. It's a little bit tough to do those things in town. You don't realize how much ambient light there is at night in your community until you try to look up through it and see the stars. If you get out somewhere rural where there's really no light around, it really makes a big difference in the way you can view those things. But, you know, we don't live in those large metropolitan areas out here either, so it won't be quite so bad for most of us around here. But this is for the first time since 2010 that we've had this opportunity with, you know, the night before a new moon. So you get a moonless night to be able to watch what's going on. The folks at NASA said if you see one meteor shower this year, this one would probably be one of the best, this or the Geminids in December. But the Perseid meteor shower, I think, is one of the ones that most folks are familiar with. But they feature fast and bright meteors that frequently leave good trains also. So it's a lot easier to see these things, too. I think we've all been there and looking for shooting stars, and oh, I think I just saw one.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure. It might have been my eyes playing tricks on me. Well, in this case, you're going to see trains left behind too, so it'll be a lot easier to see these things. The kids will enjoy this as well if you can keep them up or get them up and keep them awake at that time of the day. The Perseids are, of course, named after the constellation Perseus because that's where the point from where they appear to originate. That's called the radiant, where that's located. The meteor shower is made up of particles that have been released from Comet 109 Swift-Tuttle. You remember that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very good friend.
Favorite one.
It zooms in and out of the inner solar system. Now, for those who are sky watchers, they said here in the Northern Hemisphere, experts recommend waiting for the meteor shower after midnight. I told you it wasn't going to be the perfect time of day, but it's after midnight, either this August 12th or 13th. So tonight would be a good time to do that. And don't worry about acquiring any fancy equipment. You know, sometimes they get you all fired up about this and tell you you have to go out and buy a $700 microscope or telescope to see it. Not so much this time. So you'll be able to see everything easily with the naked eye, they say, especially if you get out of the city and away from smog and light pollution, all those kinds of things. Now, you'd think that, you know, space is a very large place, and you'd think that you're standing here as a little tiny dot on Earth and you're looking up for these things, so you're assuming that these are just giant things racing through the sky. That's why we can see them from so far away. You know how big these things are? Most of these things are, it's amazing we can even see them. It's a good thing they leave a trail, or we probably never see them at all. Jolene Creighton, who is works at a place called Quarks and Quasars, says you'll see about 60 to 100 meteors in a peak hour, and they'll be blasting into the Earth's atmosphere at speeds of around 209,000 kilometers per hour. That's about 130 miles per hour because, you know, we want to make sure that we understand that, although I don't know how you understand 130 miles per hour. Yeah. That's like trying to understand trillions of dollars. You know, it's hard to fathom. But she says, interestingly, most of these meteors are amazingly small. She said most of the particles are about the size of a small rock or even just a little piece of beach sand. And they weigh just about 1 to 2 grams. Now, to give you an idea, they weigh about as much as a regular-sized paperclip.
Wow.
I can lose a paperclip when I drop it on the carpet. How can I see something that small racing through the sky so far away? Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
She said, of course, those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're the fortunate ones. Those in the Southern Hemisphere, they're going to have a hard time really seeing any of that kind of stuff. So it'll be a little bit more difficult for them. But they say that to see the meteors, you kind of need to be up from around 3 a.m. local time on the 12th, the 13th, or the 14th. But they said the 12th and the 13th, so early this morning, early tomorrow morning, and then early the following morning would be the best times to see that. I know it's a terrible time of the day to be talking about being up, but hey, take a nap. With the best views, they said, on the 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on the 13th and 14th. So it'd be tomorrow morning and the following morning. And they said if you're looking for it, the meteor shower will be located due north. So it's not that going to be that difficult to find. It's really kind of interesting to think about all the things that you can see and the things that you can put up, that you can find out there in this type of situation. But a meteor expert from NASA says pastures and farms are good places. Anywhere there's a clear sky, state parks, national parks, anywhere you can get away from the light and all the other clutter that goes on, those are great places as long as they're safe, open to the public. Those are the places you can go. They said if you go out any time after dark, you're almost guaranteed to spot at least one falling star. But if you get out during that time of the morning, then you're going to see an awful lot going on. Now, again, I know that a lot of folks enjoy this kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. You can find out a lot more. There are a lot of websites. Just Google Perseid Meteor Shower, and you're going to be able to find a whole lot of information. NASA has a wealth of information out there about all these things that are going on. There are a number of different science locations online that you can find details about this, what to look for and where and all that kind of stuff. And if you're looking to make it an educational experience, you can share some information about where it all comes from and why with the youngsters too, and then take them outside and show them. Remember the first time you saw that when you were a little child?
Yeah.
It's just the magic of how large the world and all that beyond the world is. It's really kind of cool for kids to go out and enjoy those kinds of things. So if you get a chance to do that, maybe go to bed a little earlier, just get up a little earlier the next day. Mm-hmm. 4 to 5:30 a.m., not the worst time of the day.
Yeah.
And we live through it.
Yeah. And hopefully you remember it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a lunar eclipse overnight, and I it was adamant about telling my parents, you got to wake me up so I can see this. Woke me up. I saw it in the morning. I was really mad because they didn't wake me up to see it.
Oh, no.
I didn't remember.
Oh, well. Neat stuff. But, yeah, they said this is just about. And not only that, it's kind of like the, I hate to use the term perfect storm, I guess, because there's not a storm. But look at the forecast. I mean, yeah. It's even going to be, I mean, really, there's not going to be a lot of cloud cover or anything, too. It would be awful if you were going to have the perfect situation, you know, with no moon to light up the sky and nice conditions there, but then it was going to be cloudy, overcast, rainy, whatever. Even the forecast looks good for it, too, weather-wise. So, yeah, if you get a chance to get out and do those kinds of things, it'll be a lot easier to do this in August than it will be to check out the one in December. It'll be a little chilly standing out in the backyard then looking for those meteors. So, yeah, check it out. Should be a lot of fun. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
When a plumbing problem occurs, where should you call? Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been in business since 1918 with qualified technicians, quality products, and strong warranty programs. We've accomplished more in our areas over the years than any other mechanical company that you would call. We respond quicker than any other company in the area, and we follow the universal plumbing code. You deserve the best. We give the best. Next time you're in a dilemma with a plumbing problem and need help, call whom you can trust to get the job done quick and done right. Call Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The Thought at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. At 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Charles Caleb Colton. True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it's lost.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
At 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Charles Caleb Colton. True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it's lost.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Charles Caleb. Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Charles Caleb Colton. True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it's lost.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it.
Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought. Get 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286.